Hello, and welcome to Wings Over Water, the Creativity and Recovery Show on City of Angels Recovery Radio. Wings Over Water is an ongoing experiment of the many, many ways that we can use our recovery to strengthen our creativity, and we can use our creativity to strengthen our recovery. My name is Kathy Moser. I'm a songwriter, artist, and person in long-term recovery, and your host for this show. And I'm really hoping that this is going to become our show and that we can together use this venue to help people connect and to support people in recovery who want to explore and deepen their creativity. I look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you. Creativity, just like recovery, happens in community because life is a we program. We. Welcome back, beloved listeners, to yet another episode of Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery. I am your hostess with the mostest, and I am deeply honored to be able to have with me tonight Miss Mary Gaucher, a prolific and beloved songwriter, singer, traveling performer, teaching artist, and thank you so much for being with us tonight here.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's a little chilly out here in Lyons, Colorado tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit chilly. Huh. So, Mary, I know you've been walking the sober path for a long time, and how long have you been doing the music deal?
I started writing songs after I got sober, at about 5 years of recovery. So, I just celebrated 24 years sober. So, I do the math somewhere in there, 20 years, something like that.
So before you got sober, were you interested in music? Was it something you thought about doing, or did it just arise later?
Yeah. No, I always thought about music, but I was too messed up to put it together. I was never going to write a song, ever, if I didn't get sober. I couldn't do it. I didn't have the ability to focus. I couldn't sit in one place long enough to do what it takes to create a song. And I wouldn't stay sober long. I mean, I thought the way you did it was you mixed the right chemicals in the right order, in the right amounts, and then the song would come. So there's nothing that came from me when I was active in my addictions except for pain. I didn't create my music until I was about 5 years sober. So it's a gift of sobriety for me. The songs definitely are.
Wow, that's great to hear, because, you know, we definitely have this myth in the culture that drugs and alcohol and creativity are friends with each other, or that it's helpful or necessary. Can you tell me what ways, besides just making it possible, that your recovery helps you be... I know you travel a lot, you have a lot of business relationships. Are there any aspects of your recovery that help you be successful, besides just the creativity aspect?
I'm sorry, say that again? That's a long question. I forgot the beginning. You got to the end. I'm like, wait, where to start?
I'm so sorry. Are there other ways in which your recovery helps you to be a successful musician?
Well, I wouldn't be a musician if I wasn't in recovery. And my recovery is my life is about recovery. And my work, as a person in therapy and in 12-step programs, a couple of them, is my life work, as are songs. And they go hand in hand. They don't exist without each other. My music wouldn't exist without my recovery. And I don't think my recovery would exist without my music. My music gives me such a reason to get up in the morning. I'm always looking forward to writing my masterpiece. And the anticipation of that keeps me striving, and it helps keep me sober, because I don't want to. I know I ain't gonna write no masterpiece drunk, and so I know that for me, they go hand in hand. They don't. One doesn't exist without the other. I never ever was able to accomplish my dreams prior to recovery.
Let's listen to a track off Mary's album called Mercy Now. This is a song that gets right to the point. It's called I Drink.
Mm-hmm. He'd get home at 5:30, fix his drink, sit down in his chair, pick a fight with mama, complain about us kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I'd see his frown behind his lighter's flame. Now that same frown's in my mirror. I got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry. Old men sit and think. I drink. Chicken TV dinner, 6 minutes on defrost, 3 on high. Beer to wash her down with, then another, a little whiskey on the side. It's not so bad alone here, it don't bother me that every night same. I don't need another lover hanging around trying to make me change. Fish swim, birds fly, lovers leave by and by. Old men sit and think. I drink. I know what I am, but I don't. Down. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry. Old men sit and think.
Now, I know you're doing this amazing songwriting with soldiers work, and I heard you talk a little bit about this afternoon and about the wounded healer and about how creativity in itself is healing. Could you tell us a little bit more about that project and what you've found and what you've learned through that project?
Yeah, what I've been doing is working with my pal, Darden Smith, writing songs with returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan. And the organization works under the umbrella Songwriting with Soldiers. What we do is pair 4 songwriters with 15 soldiers, and for 2 days we're in a retreat center, and all we do is write. And we try to get them to talk, and we get stories from them, and we turn those stories into songs. The songs come from a place of healing, I think. The songs help the soldiers to deal with their trauma. You can't write a song with a soldier and not end up at trauma. And so articulating trauma helps trauma. But the big thing that really helps the soldiers is to articulate it in and among other soldiers. Much like the recovery groups, we help each other because we are each other. We know each other. It wouldn't work in solitude and isolation. I don't think it would work with one songwriter and one soldier. It just doesn't have the power of 15 soldiers singing along and crying along to each other's songs and stories. There's healing there. There's magic in the room. There's a big, powerful force there. The truth comes out, and as it's released, so is some of the weight of the burden that these young people carry and have been carrying for quite some time in their hearts.
And what is your thoughts on why art makes that possible for them in a way that possibly just talk therapy might not?
Because it connects them to other people. In therapy, it's a therapist and you're paying them for their time. This connects the soldiers to each other in a profound and significant way. It brings them back in. Trauma removes us from connection. Art returns us back to the fold. And so it reconnects a heart and a soul to the group. And that is the healing component. The soldier looks up and is a little worried about their song. They want to make sure that they haven't betrayed their duty by speaking. Soldiers don't generally speak. They don't want to talk about what happened. And so they look around to make sure that they're still part of the group or not being shunned, and then they realize, oh my God, everybody is crying and everybody's holding hands and everybody feels it, and I am a member of this group. And that's, oh my God, my story. It brings them home. It brings them home in a significant way. It brings them home emotionally.
Do you think art can do that for everyone?
I do. I think that's the purpose of art.
I heard you talk today about the feeling that you had two ideas that I thought were very interesting for our listeners to hear. One is the idea about the wounded healer, and the other is that there's this benevolent force in the universe that is questing towards the good and moving us forward to healing. And can you say something more about that?
Yeah, well, I think it's very closely tied into the 12-step concept of a higher power, or a power greater than ourselves. That when we turn our will over, we're turning it over to something benevolent. And there's a leap of faith that happens when we turn our will over. And there's some fuel that makes the carpet a magic carpet. And it's not self-will. That same thing happens when you're creating, when you're writing from a place of discovery and humility. That same force comes in. It's a powerful force to plug into. I think it's love. I think it's the big, big love. And it's there for us. And it's always there for us, but we have to ask it in. We have to invite it in. It never, ever, ever opens the door uninvited. We have to ask it in and humble ourselves before it. And there is what the great artists all do, and they all know. And I think some of it's the magic's been lost because of the monetization of the music business, the huge amounts of money that music has generated over the last, say, 100 years. But the money's been sucked out of the music business now, and I think that maybe that's not altogether a bad thing, because then we can get back to what songs are really for, which is healing trauma and helping people through another day, to not feel alone, to not be alone.
Let's pause here and listen to another song. This is off Mary's new album, which is entitled Trouble and Love. And I, again, implore you, if you are enjoying this, which, golly, how could you not be? She's so astonishing as a writer and as a human. Please support the artists that you hear on the show and buy their songs. As an artist, we always do better if you buy the record than if you stream it. And this is Mary Gauthier. You spell her last name G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. I know it's one of those weird things about English. Sometimes there's a lot of letters in there that you don't hear, but they're in there anyway. So again, Mary Gauthier, G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. This is a song called Oh Soul off her new album, Trouble and Love. Mm-hmm.
across a blustery sky. Black clouds blowing across a blustery sky. South of Highway 7, all alone and crying, oh soul, I sold you away. When you sell your soul, it opens a deep dark hole. When you sell your soul, it opens a deep dark hole. Drink will leave you thirsty, fire will leave you cold. Oh, soul, I sold you away. Sold you away. Oh, my soul, I sold you away. Oh, soul, I sold you away. It started with desire, sweet, soft kiss. It started with desires, sweet, soft kiss.
Sold you away.
When we sat down together tonight, we had just found out that Robin Williams had taken his own life today. Such an incredible loss of such a genius of an artist who has given so much to our culture over these many, many years, coming not that long after the loss of Philip Seymour Hoffman. So I'm always interested in asking my guests, how do you take care of yourself? Because I think it's important to acknowledge that creativity is a big fire kind of energy. And how do we enter into that space, come in and out of it? Not just the creativity, but also the performance, understanding that writing and performing are different activities. And are there things that you've noticed that you need for yourself in order to take care of yourself, to safely go in and out of those spaces, and to go as deeply into them as you want to as an artist?
Well, the first thing is really the knowledge that it's a day at a time. I never take care of myself in general. I take care of myself today. And I try hard to stay connected with other people in recovery, and I mean phone calls, and to stay in the middle of the process of being in recovery, and never confuse myself with someone who's recovered. But it's a very imperfect science. I don't know what my ultimate fate is going to be. That could go either way. We never know. Today I'm pretty centered. Today I feel committed to this way of life. But you know, this is one powerful, destructive and dangerous illness, and it encompasses all parts of our being, mind, body, spirit. And I've buried a lot of friends, and I've seen people who were role models go down. I don't take it for granted. I don't know. You know, we're in this a day at a time for a reason. I don't stay sober on yesterday's sobriety, and I don't know what. You know, it's like a Disney movie. You know, it's good versus evil almost, and I just don't know who's gonna win in the end. I don't know personally, and I don't know as a planet. I don't know who's gonna. Are we gonna blow it up, or are we gonna overcome hate? We're gonna stop war, or we just kill each other off in a war? I don't know, and that's how I feel about my own alcoholism and all the other addictions. I hope to die sober. You know, but there's a lot of forces in me that would like to see other things happen. So I have to work on that daily. I have to put energy into it and be aware of it. I can't ever forget it. I have to remember it, because it's easy to forget when things start going good. You think it's done. You think you got it. You never got it.
Right. Well, and when things start going good, you know, one thing I think is a danger sometimes in our work as artists is success can be dangerous. And another thing you mentioned today that I would like to hear a little bit more about, if you'd be open to saying, is you said that you think that music is a service industry.
Yep.
And I wonder if that not only, how does that affect you as an artist to look at it as a service industry?
I think it's very much a service industry. And for me, what I'm trying to do when I write is to turn the beast into beauty. You know, and I'm trying to articulate. It's my job to articulate things that people who aren't songwriters don't have the time, energy, or inclination to articulate, and then present them to the world in service, not for applause, but for connection, for my ability to connect, and for other people's ability to connect to each other and explain themselves to each other by pointing to a song that cunning. Look, this is how I feel. This song right here. And if I can stay in that frame of mind, the songs keep coming and I get a career out of it, you know. I make a living. I don't make a killing, but I'm not in it to make a killing. People who make a killing die. I just want to be, really take my recovery and apply the principles of the program that I'm in to what I do as a songwriter. You know, my sponsor tells me my job is not what I do for money. My job is to stay sober and help other people. And if I'm not doing my job, I'm in danger. You know, and that's basically all he ever tells me. You're doing your job today. Yeah. Yeah, Bobby, I'm doing my job today. And, you know, then I hang up the phone and realize I need to do my job. And so ultimately, songs well written and presented are medicine to people's hearts, and they provide a service. There's the star trip is a really bad thing. The star trip is dangerous and really destructive.
Excellent. Mary Gaucher, do you have any upcoming projects you'd like to share with the listeners, or things that you have going on in your continued service work of being such a beautiful artist?
Well, I'm in the middle of a CD release. I just put out my seventh studio record in June, so I'm on the road till the end of December. And then it kicks off again in March. I'm touring nonstop. I'm all over the place. Chances are pretty good wherever people are listening. I'll probably be coming through there at some point. So check out my website if you want to. And, you know, there's always more songs to be written. I'm working on songs now. Well, I'm always working on songs.
Mary Gaucher, thank you so much. And reminding the listeners, there'll be a link to her website on the City of Angels page. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
It's my great pleasure. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Mary Gaucher, go check her out live, man. Bring some tissues. She'll really touch your heart and move your spirit. We're going to go out with a song also off this new album, Trouble and Love. The song is called Another Train. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. Reminding you that there are shows every single day of the week, more coming all the time. So if you like what we're doing, please tell a friend, and I will see you next week back here on Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery. This song again is called Another Train by Mary Gaucher.
Got me an apartment on the east side, 1411 13th Street. I walk on the tracks by the Cumberland River, over the bridge, past lovers' leaves.